Because I have to believe,
oh, believe,
most kick the
oh, man.
That's all
about, oh, man,
oh, man, man. Most kick the bucket.
We found out
Chinese Louie. Well, one day he went to turn in a cannibal heart, served behind the slab. Remember McNamara faced these days.
mind, cause it's even let him go. Roar through the world so they understand his pain. Somebody help me. That a woman still the fall. Down in the valley on the fucking hill rock. You can hear the demon blowing his top. Back now for the head of the new. Leap year jump over the moon. 4th of July and put it in May. Took this morning back.
Welcome. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Disaster Sounds right here on RadioValencia.fm. We wrapped up earlier with the local stuff, the Bay Area noise as we call it. We're at 15 with two songs, My Congressman and The End of the Summer. That band's from Berkeley. Then we moved on to Ghouls Only, also known as Spooky Tunes. We heard Louis Prima and Joe Wingy Manone with Old Man Mosey. Heard Tommy Steele with Cannibal Plot. As I said, the Swamp Thing saga continued. We heard a band called Swamp Thing this time, the song called Square One. The two previous episodes, or two different bands with two different songs called Swamp Thing. This time it was a band called Swamp Thing. We're going to see what we can't find next time. It's going to keep going. We heard X with Johnny Hit and Run Pauline. Bands from LA, of course. Heard some Dead Moon up from Portland, Oregon. A song called A Psychedelic Nightmare. Heard Frenchie with a song called Ribcage Mumbo. And then we just heard The Amazing Crowns with a song called Little Demon. Got some more spooky stuff coming up. We're moving on to Punk Around the World. Don't go anywhere. Do appreciate you being here, per usual. Stay tuned. Thank you. Hey, like what you're hearing? You want to be on the radio? Want to have your own show? Drop us a line. Their radio of or shows at radiovalencia.fm. Let us know what you want to do. What kind of music you want to play? We can train you, show you how to do it. It's a lot easier than you think. It's a whole lot of fun. Come join the team.
Last night I was digging in the cemetery. Up jumps a man, all black and hairy. Well, he looked at me with his beady red eyes, and I'm telling you, I got quite a surprise. As I looked at him, my legs turned to lead as the monster reared his ugly head. With mud and worms hanging from his back, he outstretched his arms and his bones give a crack.
This one's for the Menzingers.
I never trade my leather jacket for a flannel shirt. I join the PC vegan posse for parade. I'll never try to stop a mosh pit when a fan gets hurt, or do a benefit for homeless populace. Cause I support Ben Weasel and every punch he threw. And when you say you like my band, so I can get more time to stay and sexually harass the female fans. Cause I like Gigi Allen and every punch he threw. And when you say, hey, good set, man, I'll answer, hey, fuck you, and you, and fuck you too. I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole, I wanna be an asshole. Hey, fuck you.
I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole, I wanna be an asshole. Some washed up band that hasn't made a good record since 1986. Get fucked. Yo, you want me to play your benefit show against police brutality in the local VFW? Fuck. Police brutality? You live in the goddamn suburbs, man. There's no police brutality in the suburbs. Oh, you want me to donate to your Kickstarter campaign? Why not get off your fucking ass and get a second job? Hell, get a first job. Sell some blood. Rob a fucking bank. I don't give a fuck. It's not the fucking punk rock Salvation Army. The fucking punk rock Mary Kay party. I don't give a shit about your proto-post-punk bluegrass core jam bullshit either. Fuck your scene and fuck you. My brand new album's filled with adverts and sub-hops. All your recycled garbage that's been out of date for years. A good example is the course that you're about to hear. So call your lawyers cause we stole it from the quiz. Cause we don't give a fuck about the scene and all your trends. Or if our band is featured on your bullshit blog top 10. Or your magazine or your
Fuck you!
Fucking do it again.
Gee, you ain't got some sparks in a little bit.
Yeah.
wall, drive a bus. See a conductor, doesn't want sell ticket. No one seems so defiant this country. Do you wanna be a police? Never turn on TV so loud, but the TV advertising is always so loud. Call the weather, see the advertising always so loud. Yeah, 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 call the police.
Three billion people.
Disaster Sounds Gang. It's that time of the afternoon where we gotta say goodbye, wrapping it up. But have no fear, do not be sad, because Happy Horseshit with Yacht Chase is coming up next, followed by Bughouse Square with Sean and John Hell's Live Bootleg Bonanza. Now, we wrapped up earlier with Ghouls Only, also known as Spooky Tunes. We heard Nine Inch Nails off of their first record, Pretty Hate Machine, a song called Sin. We heard Screaming Lord Such and the Savages with a song called All Black and Hairy. We heard the Jasons with I Want to Be an Asshole. We heard the Cat Burglars with Poison Party. Then we moved on to Punk Around the World. Well, actually, the Cat Burglars were part of Punk Around the World, pardon me. Then we heard Discharge with New World Order. And then we also heard another band from, well, Discharge is from England. Then we heard a band from Sweden called Anti-Synex, a song called Only in Dreams. We heard Doom from Birmingham, England, with a song called Police Bastard. We heard Black Flag from LA with a song called Wasted. And we heard Fat Day with a song called Entre Essays. And that band is from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And we heard Gertie Farish with The Two Sides of Bigfoot. And then we heard Dragon or Emperor with a song called Bosa. And that band is from Market Harborough, UK. Then we heard from Beijing, China, a little ska song, a band called Brain Failure. The song was called Call the Police. And then we heard, wrapped up with Propagandi, a song called Middle Finger Response off their first album from 1993, How to Clean Everything. That's a very, very important album, if you ask me. You should go look at that, read the lyrics. Came out a long time ago, pretty relevant. What they speak about, what's happening right now, check them out. Anyways, I do appreciate y'all being here. Happy Horseshit with Yacht Chase is next. Stay tuned.